Our theme tonight is forgetfulness, because we've been talking each month about the process of how we grow and the practical things that we can do to become our best selves. So toward this end, we've been thinking about this book, How to Change, by Katie Milkman, and she identifies the Chachma Bagoyim and the wisdom and what is it that sometimes holds us back. So last time we talked about procrastinating, and now we're going to talk about forgetting. Now, before we get started on trying to overcome forgetfulness, the truth is that forgetfulness is a tremendous bracha in many respects. It's a very important bracha in a lot of ways. The Gemara says in Brachos that the Ribono Shel Olam has a selective memory. He remembers certain things, but he forgets certain things. And I remember this Gemara because it was the centerpiece of a very memorable vart that I heard from Rav Schechter, my Rebbe, because Necham and I got married on a Thursday night in August in 2003 that some of you might remember because it was the night of the blackout in the Northeast. So the Chicagoans, I don't think we're so affected by that, but those of us who live on the East Coast... So that was the night we got married. And we were in Miami, and the Schechters could not get back to New York for Shabbos, so they spent Shabbos, Shav Brachos, with us, which was great. So I still remember Rav Schechter.
Right, you were in Miami?
Yes.
In the summer with a blackout?
No, we didn't have a blackout. Only in the north, in the Northeast, they had a blackout. We had... No, we got married. There was a friend of mine who got married that night in Marina, and they had no lights, they had no power. They got married outdoor, the headlights under the white stone, like that's So Schechter stood up at Shalosh Shud he spoke at the Shabbos Sheva Brachos at lunch, and he quoted this Gemara and he said that when you're married, you have to have selective memory. He said to me, I don't know if he was talking to anybody else, but he certainly was talking to me. He said, there are certain things that you have to remember, like anniversaries and other important days. And then he says, there are certain things that you have to forget. Someone did something, they said something. You have to forget those things. And he quoted this Gemara in Brachos about the importance of selective memory. How the Ribono Shel Olam, on the one hand, has Tishkach Isha Ula, the Ribono Shel Olam never forgets us. We're like his child. On the other hand, Gamela Tishkachna, maybe certain things that we did, because the Ribono Shel Olam loves us so much. Selective memory, you don't have to remember every single little slight, every single little thing. It was a beautiful, beautiful idea. And the notion of forgetting, it's okay to let go of certain things. So there's a big koach of forgetting. So we're not going to discount that there is a place and time to let go of certain things, to forget about certain things. On the other hand, the issue is that a lot of times when we want to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we want to pursue our goals, we just forget to execute. The research shows, and that's one of the things in this book, it's a lot of interesting research, that they talk about voter turnout, that there are people who believe in the power of voting and the importance of democracy and the significance of their vote. And if you ask them before, is it important? They say, absolutely, it's important to get out and vote, and you got to participate in the democratic process. And then what happens when they check in with them the day after Election Day? They didn't vote. Why not? They forgot. And it happens to all of us. We're makabel, we're going to say this in davening. You know, I don't know, I shouldn't speak for anybody else. Again, this is only my own experience. Sometimes in Rosh Chodesh, I could say Shmon Esrei on a given Rosh Chodesh, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 times. Because if it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, and you have to repeat Shmon Esrei when you forget Shacharis and Mincha, you are at risk of 4 different times having to repeat Shmon Esrei. So you before I'm like, they clap, they announce Yalav Yavo, and then all of a sudden I'm somewhere in Sim Shalom, I walk back, and then I'm like, oh, no.
You need to be next to that guy who says it like extremely
really loud. Yeah, that would be good. We want to say Ritzei, we want to say Yalav Yavo, we want to do that thing.
If that guy who says Yalav Yavo, you're still at Atzachani. Right.
Okay, good. So we'll get to that in a second. But we mamish, we really do want. We have a Ratzon, we want. But then sometimes we just falter on the execution because we simply forget. And so this inyan of forgetting is something that the Ribono Shel Olam, through the system of halacha, has given us ways, mechanisms, things that we can do to help ourselves. It's interesting that Yiddishkeit, it places a premium, of course, on remembering. We're going to do a little exercise in a minute. But this remembering, it's not so much that we should live a theological religion. Dr. Belkin, Zichrono Levracha, he once pointed out in one of his printed works that the Torah isn't a statement of theological beliefs. You know, the whole Ani Mamon situation, that's kind of a later evolution. The Ikar of Yadus, it's a system of practices. It's what we do. We live a certain set of values. So we act in a certain way, the way that we relate to each other, the way we relate to ourselves, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's what we do. And that is informed by what we believe. But the Ikar is how we live. And so the way to go about living and acting is to have reminders. These reminders, these memories that we invoke, they help guide how we live. So tzitzis is a perfect example. Ur isamoso uschartem. Exactly. And the Gemara says, what do you remember? You remember whether it's like Chazal say, Kol HaTorah Kula, all the mitzvahs, or you remember the Ribbono Shel Olam because of the color blue. A little quiz. Take a look on your paper. Grab out your pen. We can all do this together. Every day, there are many who have to practice after Shacharis to say Sheish Schiros. Sheish Schiros. Let's take a pause. Everyone take 10 seconds. Write down as many as you can. Good. Sheish Schiros. Six things that are things that we are meant to remember, according to Yiddishkeit. Six things that we are meant to remember. So think about the Jewish calendar. Now, if you look in the Siddur, some of you are thinking, if it's in my app. It is in the app. Yeah. At the end of Shacharis, there are six things that we remember, and people say to remember them every day. But it's not just, you know, it happens to be we're coming up on one of them this Shabbos, so that's just a hint. But any time where it says in the Chumash, Zachor. Okay, so let's start putting them out there. What do we got? What?
Shabbos.
Zachor is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosho. Zechira Shabbos is one. You can write that down as your top one. Amalek. Zechiras Amalek. Zechiras Amalek is another one. What else? Zechiras Maisa Miriam is another one. Yitzias Mitzrayim. Did we say mention Yitzias Mitzrayim yet?
No.
No. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is on that list. Number four. What else? Asherik Tzavta Hashem Elokecha. That we weren't the whole situation in the desert that we didn't have a karas hatov, and that we didn't act in a way that was befitting a loving relationship of us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zachar Asherik Tzavta Zachoris Asherik Tzavta Hashem Elokecha Baderech. That the pasuk says we have to remember that we didn't step up. The Ribbono Shel Olam took us out and we failed him, so to speak, in that time. What else? There's one more. What are we missing?
Is the eagle?
There's another one.
Maaseh Bereishis.
That's, I guess you could say it's part of Shabbos. Maaseh Bereishis will be included in part of Shabbos. The Ramban says this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Raki shomer lecha ma'od. Pentishkach, don't forget. Maimed Har Sinai. That's number six. So if you open up the Siddur. Yes. So we're going to get to that in a couple minutes. Yossi's pointing out, shichacha, forgetting, is going to be a little different in halacha because we want this idea of remembering to actually be concretized, which we'll get to in mamash in 1 second. But each of these zechiros, especially for people who say them every day, after davening, it takes literally 40 seconds, but it's a good practice for those who are into it. You say one pasuk for each of these zechiros, and if you say, check in this, it should be in the app, I think.
Yes, it's too early. Yeah.
It should be in the app after Shacharis. Some people say Parashas Amon. Some people say the Ani Mamins. But there is, in the app, it should be after Shacharis, these Sheish Schiros. When you put these together, they really help frame how we should go about our day. What are the main things that we keep in mind? That the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim. The fact that we disappointed him. We should live up to our potential, that the Ribbono Shel Olam cares about us, we have a personal relationship with him. Each one of these things, the fact that we have a daily reminder of Shabbos, all of these things are zechiros to orient us every day. The Ramban says every day you're supposed to remember Maimon Har Sinai. So this idea, and we could spend time on each one of them, but that's not the Ikar, the idea that Zechira is part of us, is something that is become integrated into so many different dimensions of our life. But it's not enough to just think it. And this is what Yossi was alluding to before, which is, if the Ribbono Shel Olam said to us, remember what Amalek did to you, lo sishkach, don't forget it, so you would say, the Gemara says, okay, I would think. I would sit down one day a year, or every day, and meditate the fact that I shouldn't forget the Maisa of Amalek, that there's such a thing as evil in the world. That's what's the whole point of Schiris Amalek, that Ribbono Shel Olam allowed a koach of evil in the world. We're seeing now, you know, every generation, behold, Arvadar, Omdim Aleinu L'chalo Seinu, there's always evil that until the Ribbono Shel Olam eradicates it, but the notion of Amalek is unjustified hatred against Jews for no reason, just unmitigated evil. And we see terrible maisim that are going on today. Nebuch, poor people being slaughtered with just reckless abandon. Oyem v'noor, Hashem should save them. So the idea of Zechira could have been, I think I remember it. But the Gemara says, if it tells me lo sishkach, that I'm not going to forget. So why does it say zachor? So the Gemara says, it means it's got to be bepeh. You need to verbalize it. The research will tell you that there's a big difference between someone who thinks something versus someone who writes it down or verbalizes it with words. This is why the koach of vidui is so powerful, because it becomes real when you articulate it verbally. So it's not enough just to think. You have to verbalize. So this week we're going to go to shul and we're going to read Parsha Zachar. It's a mitzvah daraisa of Zachar. When the Gemara, we're going to get to next week, Emir Tzashem, Abolim Lato, we're going to get to Kriyas HaMegillah. It's interesting. The word Lizkor means to remember. But when Chazal, when they translate the word Zachor, they usually translate it, like when we talk about Amalek, as what we would say in modern Hebrew is Lehazkir, to make mention. Because Lizkor, it's not as impactful as lehazkir. So when the Gemara talks about in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin, where it talks about how you have to read the Megillah Kesidron, you can't read it, you know, out of order, the seventh parak, then the third parak, then the first parak. It's learned from a Gzeres HaKosov of nizkarim v'naasim. Nizkar means it's remembered, but how do you remember the story of the Megillah? You tell it. Where do we see this very practically in our own homes? Take a look in the Gemara, in the Rambam in source number 2. What does the Rambam tell us? The mitzvah of, yes, go ahead, read it out.
Mitzvah sase min ator l'kadish es yom ha-shabbos v'dvarim. It's kiddush, v'mashemir zachar es yom ha-shabbos l'kadish.
So that's interesting. What's the pasuk?
Zachar es yom ha-shabbos.
Which literally translated is, remember Shabbos. But how is the Rambam translated based on the Gemara? Lekadesh bedvarim. You have to use your words. So the Zachar again becomes lehazkir. Zechira, it becomes a verbal recognition. And that's why the Rambam says, Kolomar, the word Kolomar, whenever you see the word Kolomar, anytime you learn Gemara, Chumash, Rashi, Tosfos, the word Kolomar, that is to say, right? It means pay attention because I'm teaching you something. This was not the literal meaning of the text. I have to say Kolomar, that is to say something else. The word Zachor means read it. I'm sorry, think it. But Kolomar, Zag, yeah?
Zachoruhu, Skirash.
Yeah, Shevach.
Shevach,
that's it. Zachreu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. Mention a Zechira of Shevach V'Kiddush. Today is a special day of Shabbos.
Yeah.
And now I understand so beautifully why it's significant. Dafka Zachreu B'Knisaso V'Yitziaso, you are creating what the researchers will call a cue. You know the best way to remember something, they say? One of the great strategies they talk about is a cue. When I do something, there will have a reminder. So when do you say Kiddush? Bichnisaso. According to the Rambam, Minat Torah, you can actually say Kiddush before Shabbos. right before Shabbos, you could say, it's about to be Shabbos Kodesh. Or right when Shabbos starts, you say, now is the covered Shabbos Kodesh, Zachreu Zachiras Shevach V'Kiddush. Why? Because that's the cue that we have a reminder. It's the beginning of the day. This is a special time. Mark it. Speak it out. Ad kidei kach, this is even true lamaisa. People in Israel, many people have the practice. I don't know if you ever see this, that when they get on the bus, Motzoi Shabbos, they dafka say Shavua Tov to the Nahag. It's always nice to be nice to the Nahag. But why do you say Shavua Tov to the Nahag? Because perhaps, according to according to one deep, maybe in Rebbe Kiva Eger on Orach Chaim, Zachreu, you acknowledge the fact that now Shavua Tov is not Shabbos. So maybe the Nahag, who maybe didn't say Havdalah, if he says Shavua Tov to you, potentially on a Daraisa level, he's Mekayim the din of Havdalah, of Zechira. The Rambam holds that Kiddush and Havdalah are both Daraisa. So the Zechira that you're doing, this verbal acknowledgement is the demarcation of this new time. So it creates a cue. If we didn't have the mitzvah of Zechira, of Kiddush, what would happen Friday afternoon? I shouldn't speak for anybody else's house, but in Friday afternoon, already it's not just my house. The Gemara already talks about how Friday afternoon it gets hectic. I'm not saying anything about my own particular house. The Gemara says in Shabbos that Friday afternoon it gets hectic. Not in your house, but maybe it's other. If we didn't have the onset of Shabbos and the mitzvah of Kiddush, maybe we wouldn't run late one time. We wouldn't get around. You know, it would just... But you can't. You can't. So many of the mitzvos masios that we do, the purpose of them is to dafka create that cue that says, now let's create some meaning. Let's connect to the Rabbono Shel Olam. These are cues, these are zechiras. So Kiddush is a perfect example where you're actually, the Rambam says, you are not allowed on Friday night, and the same thing is true Shabbos morning, although the Rabbi disagrees, but for sure Friday night, you are not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Why can't you eat before Kiddush? Because the whole celebration of Shabbos, you're supposed to have a meal to acknowledge that this is a special time. So what do we need to do before that? We need the cue, lahazkir. If you could eat before, you would say, you know, we'll get around to it later. Okay, the Rama said, l'chatchila, I should say Kiddush at the beginning of the night, be the before Shabbos, right after. I'll get to it later at night. It's okay, we'll have dinner, we'll make Kiddush later. And then what could dinner? It could end up being, you know, pizza and French fries, which is, you know, fine for some, especially on a Sunday night, but not Shabbos, right? So you're not allowed to eat because you have to have a reminder. You need to say, this is special. That's the cue, so that we shouldn't forget. How easy is it to forget the Ribbono Shel Olam? The word Olam, Ayin, Vav, Lamed, Mem, comes from the word Ne'elam, He'elam, which means hidden. Especially as the world is Mishtachlil, as it becomes more and more sophisticated and developed, so the Ribbono Shel Olam becomes more and more concealed. It's harder and harder to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in a world of Helim, how do you remember the Ribbono Shel Olam? You have to have these zechiros. You have to have these moments that you don't just continue with your life. You have to interrupt and you verbalize it. One of the most difficult things to conquer is dafka, this lethargy that goes with forgetting. Forgetting oftentimes is associated in a certain sense with lethargy or laziness. Laziness has like several different denotations to it, but it's interesting that this midah of being attentive and not forgetting, being aware, it's associated in the research with this midah of laziness. Forgetfulness is associated with laziness. That we don't really take it seriously, we kind of hang around and just let it kind of just go by, as opposed to... So it's interesting that in the Piasetzner's work for students, in the Chovas HaTalmidim, he has several chapters of Hakdama. Different, first he has the thing for parents and teachers, then he has the thing for the introduction for kids, then he gets to the first introduction, then he gets to the first midah that he wants to tackle. So take a look, what does he say? He says, for kids, and I don't want to speak for adults, but I think this is a big inyan also. When we want to take on a project, the first thing that we need to get over is inertia. Inertia, forgetfulness, right? I didn't get around to it. I forgot about it. Why did I forget about it? Because I didn't put enough energy into it. I didn't make it a priority.
Importance to you.
That's it. So the Rebbe writes, Ha'atzlus, which in the Sefari they translate as laziness, but you could also really talk about it as lethargy or like a lack of energy. It's the most harmful and common challenge for young people. And then he says, it's different from young people to young people. It varies. But this idea that we need to be thoughtful, mindful, remembering, putting it in the front of our mattering map, as Dr. Pelkovitz would say, saying that this is important, you know, not sitting on the couch and just kind of letting it go by. This, I think, is really part of this notion. Where does the zechira come from? It comes from the mind. It comes from the neshama. Where does the laziness come from? Where does the person's heaviness come from? The COVID of a person, it comes from their guf. So part of this tension between my neshama, my mind that says, I want to accomplish, I want to remember what's important to me, and my goof that's saying, just keep moving your thumb. Just sit on the couch and just move your thumb. That's all that's necessary. That's coming from a different part. So I think the first thing to remember when we talk about overcoming forgetfulness is to create these opportunities for awareness, and that it's not just going to be enough to think about it. You have to verbalize it. You have to create those cues and opportunities, and we have to get enough energy to make that change, to make that impact. But that really comes from a deeper zechira, an amazing zechira. If you turn the pages, a beautiful, beautiful picture that is painted for us by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. This is a very fascinating presentation of zechira that we probably don't think of, but just suspend your willingness of disbelief for one moment to listen to this teaching of Rabbi Nachman. And it's something to dream about. Maybe we're not on this level. Certainly when I get up in the morning, I don't really have this level. But okay, if we learn it, we could dream of it.
You don't get up like a lion?
Maybe it depends on the day. It's an avoda. Sorach lishmor ma'od es asikaron. We have to be careful, says Likuti Maran. We have to be careful about remembering. What kind of remembering? So we talked about a lot of different schiras in the beginning, but now he's a very personal one. Shalo yishich yipol l'shichacha, that it shouldn't fall into the realm of forgotten. Tahainu, sheyizkor, he should remember tamid, always, be'alma da'ase, in the next world. V'lo yishkach, and don't forget it. What does he mean by this? He's going to explain. Not the idea that we should always remember that someone is going to be measuring our deeds and our misdeeds and all that kind of stuff. That's not what we should be remembering, according to Rabbi Nachman. What's that? V'chach roi lios minag ha'isha Yisraeli. This is what a Jewish person should think. Shetekef baboker b'hakitzo mishnah. So first thing, we wake up in the morning. And the truth is that this is something that we can do and use a cue of Moda Ani to do this. I'll tell you parenthetically, there's a group of guys who we've been getting together recently, young professionals, and we get together and we talk about important things in Ruchnius. So one of the things that we've been doing lately, one of the guys, he's a lawyer, he's a very conscientious guy, so he said to the other guys, you know what we should do? We should make a Kabbalah that we should have a Moda Ani reminder. And it's awesome. I will say this is the best thing about getting a smartphone, is that you have WhatsApp, and they made a WhatsApp group, and every day, different guys put in a check or an emoji or something, where it just writes Moda Ani. And the discussion was that during this tkufa of a couple of weeks, everybody should say Moda Ani and thank the Rebbe Shlom for something in particular. One guy says he drives his kids in the car to carpool, and he thanks the Rebbe Shlom for something with their kids out loud. It's an amazing thing. These are all guys who you know, and they're all getting up, saying Moda Ani, and put it in the WhatsApp. Every day, different people, you put a check, you don't say what you're thankful for, you just say, and remind everybody, we're all doing the Moda Ani project. So, it is shaykh, it sounds like it's Midas Chasidus, people you know are doing this every day now. That when you wake up in the morning, you say Moldani before you get out of bed, you think something. So Rabbi Nachman tells us this is very high level, but okay, this is what he's going to say. Miyad, third line, kishiyiftach haseinav, when you open your eyes, kodim sheyaschil shum davar, before you do anything, yizkor es atzmo tekef ba'alma da'asi. Imagine yourself in the world to come. That's cool.
I let you sleep a little
bit. Right. Imagine yourself in the world to come. Imagine the best version of yourself, of your neshama at its highest level. That's like amazing for the morning at 6:15. But think about what Rabbi Nachman says. V'ze bechinas zikaron bechlolius. And that is a general remembering. You just remember the notion that you have a place in Olam Haba. You are somebody special. You have a neshama that shines. And v'achakach, through that, sarach laham shechazikar befratius. Then you get it down to the details. Dahinu shiyagadol daito b'chol machshava dibur maisa, that you should focus on thoughts, speaking, and actions. Shashim yizbarach mazm lo b'chol yom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us every day through these different interactions, and we can use those as ways of connecting to Hashem. But this idea of Rabbi Nachman I thought was fascinating. Remember ourselves. What are we remembering? That we belong in Gan Eden. The notion that we have something to strive for, that we have something special about ourselves. I was thinking about this Rabbi Nachman, that the kind of the complement to that is neshama shenasata b'tahorihi, we say in the morning. We also came from a world of neshama. Maybe I got confused, maybe I got lost, maybe I haven't done, maybe I did. It doesn't matter. Rabbi Nachman doesn't worry about what it was in the past. Maybe I'm waking up after a hangover, or after I did something I don't want to even think about anymore. But what's the first thing he says to think about? The Alma Da'asi, the next world. And I think if you don't think about that in a morbid way, if you don't think about it in a threatening way, you know, people, they have this mistaken image that God is an old man with a white beard and a lightning bolt. You know what I'm talking about? This is why Rav Kook thinks that we have to thank atheists for the toiva that they did the world. We're very grateful to atheists, because the God that the atheists don't believe in, we don't believe in either, right? They don't believe in a God with a lightning bolt. Like, we don't believe in that either. That's not the image. The image is that we come from a place that is kulo or, and that's our self-definition. And so this, I think, is kind of like the end game. We're going to be a neshama at the end, but it's also where we came from, where we started. And that each one of us, we have to remember that we're here for a reason. So when I wake up in the morning, my name is Reuven Ben Etzion HaKohen. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me a name and a shlichus, a job to do in this world at this time. Everybody has that. And I know it's late because we started late tonight, so I'll just end. I want to end with one ma'isa. This is a very powerful ma'isa, but I think it's reminding us of this point, that each of us needs to remember, what's my name? What's my shlichus? What's my tafkid in this world? What am I doing today? I start the day, I'm thinking, I'm an neshama. I'm an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to go la'asid lavo, back to the Ribbono Shel Olam with all the chasadim, all the midas tovos, all the mitzvahs, all the ma'isim. So many of you know, there was a very special spiritual giant who walked this earth not too long ago, and his name was Elie Wiesel. So Elie Wiesel wrote a ton of books, you know. There's an interesting book, really, really interesting book. It's written by Elie Wiesel's teaching assistant at BU. So Elie Wiesel taught for many, many years, and he taught all kinds of graduate students, mostly not Jewish, obviously, and he taught different kinds of classes. He taught Hasidus, he taught Holocaust, he taught everything under the sun. And he had this one guy who became his teaching assistant. And so he was kind of like the gabbai for Elie Wiesel in this graduate school. And he was his Talmud Muvak, and he was very close to him. So this book, it's called Witness. It's a really interesting book. Part of it is the autobiographical story of this guy, which, you know, maybe it's interesting, but the part that I thought was very interesting was his interactions with Elie Wiesel and how Elie Wiesel taught his classes and what emphasis he put on different things. And so it's a very, very fascinating book. It's called Witness. At the end of the book, he tells an amazing maisa. Because if you imagine, if you were the Talmud Vosik, if you were the Talmud Muvuk of Elie Wiesel, like what would be, how would you, what's a way to think about relating to somebody like that when their life came to an end? So Elie Wiesel passed away. The Levaya was in the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. That's where he was a member. So this Talmud, he drove from Boston to New York. He's going to go to the Levaya. And he describes in the book what happened. So he goes to the Levaya. Of course, there's every possible dignitary is there, all the famous people, the whole thing. So he sees that the family members, the pallbearers, they were taking the Aron up the stairs. And then there was a shomer who was watching the Aron before the Spadim. So he describes in the book that when nobody was watching, he went over to the Aron to say goodbye to his Rabbi Muvuk. And he says, what did he say to him? All he said was one thing. He said, don't forget, your name is Eliezer Ben Chaim. I think his father's name was Chaim. That's all he says. And then he went away. Now, he then explains that in the book, because most of the people reading the book probably don't know what that means. But he says that he heard from Elie Wiesel on more than one occasion, because Elie Wiesel was very knowledgeable in Hasidus and in Kabbalah, that there's a big inyan that a person from the pachad of going from this world to the next world could forget their name. So there's an inyan, there's a big inyan, that when a person's neshama goes to the next world, people remind them what their name is. This is why, I don't know how many of you have this practice, but in the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, people say a pasuk for their name. Why do they say that? People say it's because of this, that if they memorize that pasuk in the Elokai Netzor, right, my pasuk is from Koheles, because my name is Reuven, it starts with a resh, ends with a nun, different people have different psukim. Why do they remember that pasuk? So that when they go to the next world and they ask, what's your name? You shouldn't forget what your name is. You remember, I have a pasuk, it'll remind me what my name is. That's where this comes from, actually, for those who do that. So what was he saying? His last words to his Rebbe Muvuk, Elie Wiesel, was what he would have, what he knew Elie Wiesel would have wanted. That Elie Wiesel would have wanted his Talmud to remind him, your name is Eliezer HaLevi. Because what's the big inyan? The inyan of Zechira at the end of the day. What does the Moshe want us not to forget? What do we need to overcome forgetfulness? Not forget who we are. Who are we? That's the biggest challenge of forgetfulness, you could argue. Right? Rabbi Nachman's talking about the macro forgetfulness, the fact that there is a place where we belong in Olam Haba. But I would argue that many people, from a Yiddishkeit standpoint, they've gone through life and they've forgotten themselves. They've forgotten who they are, where they came from. Every person is Adam who eats Hasada. Every person is like a tree. So that means we have roots, or roots, for whoever, translating for the locals. That means you have, right, you have branches that go deep in the ground. So for some of us, those roots, they come from Ukraine, or from Russia, or from Poland, or from Hungary. And then we have a trunk, and then we have Emirat Hashem Peros, children, or children in the community. Like this is, we have to remember who we are. Sometimes in the course of the craziness and the busyness of life, a person forgets. The Rebbeinu Shlom takes our neshama, sends us down and says, you're going to live in this tkufa, in this place. You have a job, bring godliness into the world. But we get very tzedreit and we forget. So he says, go out, like the research shows. Rebbeinu Shlom says, go out there and vote. Do mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. The problem is that sometimes we forget who we are and what our job is. So Rosh Hashanah says, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to put reminders in your calendar so you'll remember what is Shabbos, what is Yontif, who you are, how to look yourself in the mirror, right? Sometimes these things are not easy, but I would say the deepest level of the challenge of forgetfulness is forgetting who we are. Who we are, what is our true self? And if we remember, you know, that notion of Zechira, of what is our name? You know, it's an interesting thing Dr. Pelkovitz told me. We're not going to do it now because it's very late. But Dr. Pelkovitz told me that one of the things that he does, he tried doing now and recently with some of his graduate students and others, is that he goes around the room when they do an icebreaker, he asks people in the class, what's your name and what's the meaning of your name? What does your name have to do with your life story? Your name is Aryeh Leib. You know, your name is Label. Why is your name Label? What does it have to do with your life? you know, who is the person you're named after? Like, the whole idea that you have a name, that's a zechira, that's a reminder. It's part of what our tachlis is in the world. And so I thought that this topic was interesting to think about how it's true on a practical level, on a prat level, to remember the Ribbono Shel Olam, to remember to do mitzvos, to remember the values. So we have all these mitzvos, we have all these zechiras, but on the deepest level, sometimes we just have to get together and ask ourselves, so new, are we going to remember what's my name? You know? What the Medrash has a beautiful idea, the name that you were given when you were born, the name that other people call you, the name that you earn for yourself, a Keser Shem Tov, the notion of remembering our name, I think maybe that's one of the most important takeaways in life. And that people, we should never forget, who are we? Who are we? If somebody were to ask you who you are, wake you up in the middle of the night, we should be able to answer that question. When we wake up in the morning, like Rabbi Nachman says, remember that we are belonging to Olam Haba, that we come from a neshama shenasal to be tohuri, and we go through life constantly trying to remind ourselves to be mindful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mindful of ourselves and of our mission in the world. So I think it's a very important mission not to be forgetful. Los Ishkach.